might be named the same way as winter storms are named.
Oh yeah, we should name all extreme weathers.
There's something kind of, I don't know, with sexiness than an owl winter storm.
Heatwave Kira sounds rubbish, even if it is a heatwave.
Kira.
Hot Kira. There you go.
Oh,
you manage that.
Chris and Kira.
Weekends from 11.
2FM.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Annie Slattery. How are you, Annie?
I'm great, Dave. How are you? Good to speak to you today.
And good to speak to you too. Annie Slattery, who I'm speaking to now, is an entrepreneur from Clontarf in Dublin, now living in Australia, on the phone now from Australia too, and she's just won this year's top prize in the Australian's Women in Tech Startup Award. The awards have been hailed as the world's biggest gathering of women in the tech industry. Fair play, Annie. Jeez, that's fantastic. Just first of all, tell me about the award. Why did they give it to you, Annie Slattery, a woman from Clontarf?
Well, thank you. What a great introduction. it was last week up in Brisbane, Austrade, which is similar to Enterprise Ireland, put on an event to showcase Australian women in tech. So there was 11 female businesses up at the event, and there was a wide range of sectors represented, from ag tech to health tech and fintech. Mm-hmm. And it was really just an opportunity to showcase and celebrate the cool things that women across Australia are building. And much to my surprise, I took home the prize.
Okay,
so I'm getting a lot of kudos.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You took home the prize, and you took it for the company Connex, which is your company. What is Connex?
Exactly. So it was really the prize for Connex. I was just the face and voice. So Connex is a platform that we've built for construction contractors to help them find and win work. So it's a simple suite of digital tools for them to manage their tenders, prepare cost estimates, and then hire a team.
And was there anything about the fact that you kind of noticed, if you like, a lot of Irish workers coming to Australia, maybe not able to find work, and the construction industries were looking for work kind of thing, and you said, let's join the whole thing together?
Listen, that's the backstory of it. So it all began back in the day when we arrived in Sydney. My co-founder Keith was running a contracting business, and at the time there was an influx of Irish construction workers into Australia, and really the only way to find work was you hung around the local pub in the hope that you'd meet a fella who might know a fella who could give you a head start. And that was really how it was done. And in Australia, the building industry was booming. Builders were screaming out for guys. And then here you had this glut of Irish, really skilled gang of Irish construction workers, and they had no idea where to connect for the work. So that was where the initial idea came from. And that was really the where Connex was born.
Okay, so it's about linking contractors or builders with tradespeople, basically. And it's not just going into a pub to have a pint and hope that somebody is there with a gig. I mean, do contractors pay to post jobs and they ask for whatever is needed, even outside local areas?
Yeah, well, look, it started out as a jobs board, but we've kind of evolved from there. So now it's much more about a digital toolbox for construction contractors to go about their business. So we're focused on the small guys, and much more beyond just posting a job and listing a job. It's more about what do you need to do to prepare your quotes and manage your tenders. So traditionally people do it offline. They send quotes for $100,000 jobs over text message. So really we're kind of helping the small guys get back on the job site and just focus on the job that they love. And when they come home to the office at night, they can open up Connex, and it's easy to do the office side, which they absolutely don't love.
Well, then, two questions about what Connex or who it's for. Is it just for Australia? Is it just for Irish in Australia?
No, absolutely neither. Well, it started out, obviously, we started and grew with the Irish in Australia. It has been very much an Australian business for the last couple of years, but earlier this year, we launched a new product called Connex Measure, and that's basically a tool for people who would drive to the local printing shop, print out their plans, and mark them up with a ruler and pencil. So what we've done is build a simple online solution for those guys, and we've got paying customers in Ireland, the UK, the US, Mexico, Canada, all over the world now. So it's very much a global solution, and we love nothing more than seeing Irish names or .ie come through the platform.
Okay, well, Annie Slattery, when did you move to Australia? How long have you been there?
We moved back. We actually came in 2009. We just went backpacking with no plan around the world and spent a bit longer than we were meant to in South America, and then ended up hanging around New Zealand for a couple of extra months, and by the time we got to Australia, we had no time left on our ticket. So we said, oh, we'll stay another year, and that was 10 years ago.
And who's we?
So myself and my husband, Keith, who's also a co-founder in the business. So Keith was he was a carpentry contractor in Ireland, came here and he set up a carpentry business in Australia. And then it was really through his pain points and his experience that we set about building Connects, and Connects has really come off the back of his experience.
And what were you working on in Ireland?
I have a background in accounting and finance. So I was studying accounting and then I worked in finance and came to Australia, and I did a couple of years in the bank, and that was, it was good. It was a good experience, and I think it was a good good foundation for me to know what it meant to see a big organisation, but ultimately it wasn't really my dream. So I think the fast-paced nature of running a startup and the world of startups is much more exciting for me than the corporate world.
And what about, like, that you are in an industry that focuses on tech and construction? The main difficulties, what were they in setting up the company?
Oh, look, it was difficult to set up a company being on the other side of the world. You know, when you don't have networks and connections, that was hard. It was hard to set up a business when you don't... Startups are hard. It's not a proven formula. So you don't really know... you have no idea what's going to happen next year. You just have to be flexible and nimble on how you grow. So I think that was difficult in itself, and it still is. You know, every day new challenges present themselves as you grow.
Well, Connects is for everybody, but the majority of the company of the company itself, they are Irish employees. They're from all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah, well, we do, but we have an all-Irish founding team with Australian passports. So myself and Keith, we're the original back in the day, and then we had no technical co-founder, and I was sitting next to a software engineer in my co-working space who happened to be from Kerry. So I paid him in fine bottles of Irish whiskey for a couple of months, and then he said, look, what's your vision, what's your plan for the company? So he got bought in and he became a founder and is our CTO now, Jonathan Clark. And then my brother Jonathan came over. He was selling job space at Indeed over in Dublin. And we said, here, stop building their business, come and build ours. So he came and joined 2 years ago and has really been an integral part of the shift and the way we've grown in the last couple of years.
Okay, well then let's take a look at the award finally then, because, you know, the world's biggest gathering of women in the technology industry. We're talking about Australia's Women in Tech Startup Award, and you won it with Connects. What does that mean? What do you get from the award?
Yeah, look, there was great prizes and great sponsors. It was backed by Austrade, obviously, so Austrade have a number of landing pads all over the world, so you can choose, it's like a 12-week program where you can choose to launch into a new market. So they have San Francisco, Tel Aviv, Berlin. So we've chosen San Francisco because we're pretty keen to bring Connects into America next. So that was a really great prize, and IBM had a prize where they will help us workshop and prototype through problems in our own business of scaling our technology and design thinking for problems that we're facing every day. So that's a really cool prize. And Alibaba put up a 50 grand prize for credit. So it was a fantastic range of prizes that we got.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Annie Slattery, as you say, co-founder of Connects and winner of Australia's 2019 Women in Tech Startups. One last one, 10 years in Sydney. Are you thinking of staying there, or are you ever thinking of coming back?
Yes, Dad, I'll be home next summer.
Oh, gosh, yeah, okay. Hold on. Let me put it a different way. Do you get back much?
I do. I get back as much as I can. So we used to get home about twice a year, always for weddings, and last year I had a baby, so the old 24-hour journey with her is a bit challenging, but definitely once a year, and hopefully in the next couple of years we'll look to relocate home.
Okay. Well, listen, Annie, thanks a million and congratulations. Well done.
Great, Dave. Thanks so much. Lovely to speak to you.